Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. What about the footy last night? My goodness me. It's a bridge too far. Three in a row. Queensland too good last night. The half and 5-8 for New South Wales. Goodness me. We did miss the Penrith combination, didn't we? Anyway, well done to Queensland. Great atmosphere. Went right down to the wire. And, yeah. Oh! Hope you had a good Wednesday other than the footy last night. Partly cloudy is the forecast for today. We've got a high chance of showers in the south, medium chance elsewhere, heading for a top of 24 degrees around the Coffs Coast and the Macleay today. Isn't that good? Sunrise officially 6:47. Currently 15 degrees in Coffs, 7 in Kempsey, 12 in Port Macquarie and 9 degrees in Taree. Checking in with live traffic. If you're about to hop into your chariot, no problems on the M1, the Pacific Highway looking good. Major news stories of the day today. Well, remember the British said about the Euro title, it's coming home. Could Daniel Andrews be saying the same thing about the coronavirus? This is a sad story. Millions in Melbourne are hit with tough new COVID-19 restrictions as worrying movements of infected Sydney removalists who sparked the outbreak are revealed, along with 31 exposure sites in Victoria. Locally, two teenagers have been arrested. Sheree will have more about this later, following an alleged Sydney carjacking and a police pursuit on the Mid-North Coast. And in sport locally today in golf, it's Millionaires Day in Kempsey. And tomorrow, there's a Gallup meeting at Taree with an 8-race card. On the show today, so much happening. Another day of Triple M's Campsite Scout. Yeah, work out where our campsite is. You might walk away with, have a listen to this, a $5,000 Anaconda prize pack. That is sensational. We're going to be there Saturday with the Rock Patrol from 8 till midday. We've got a pizza truck, donuts, coffee van. Wow, it's going to be great and you can save heaps. Also, it's Tradie Thursday today for Sean and the team at FastPass, the best friend a tradie can have. And we're going to be taking Smoko to Luke and the great team at Crystal Clean Cleaners in Port Macquarie and hear their story. You can also pick up $1,000 on the birthday wheel and a whole lot more, including what's trending, the most expensive steak in the world. It comes out of Las Vegas. It's a good story. You'll get a giggle out of it. That and more coming up. 133353 the number. You can also email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au.
Strawny for breakfast.
Hey, and by the way, I hope you like what I did to y'all lawnmower.
Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Guide on Triple M with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Thursday produce markets are on at Taree Park today. Male singers, the Blokes Notes, meet at 6:30 tonight at the Mac Adams Centre behind the Port Macquarie Pool. In Kempsey, the council tell us that Toos Road near Bellbrook will be closed again today between 7 and 5 as geotechnical investigators are assessing a landslip. In golf, it's Millionaires Day at Kempsey. And the Breast Green Mobile New South Wales bus is at the Stockland Foster Shopping Centre car park, 13:20:50 to book. At Bingley, get a bonus 10% gift card on TVs 75 inches and above. It's a great bonus on all TVs 75 inches and above, but hurry, it's for a limited time. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Lamb's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Here he is, deprived of sleep because he stayed up for the whole game. The great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, dear. We just worked good enough on the night. There's damn Drusky, buddy. Queenslanders, they got us again.
They did. And again, New South Wales win one series in a row. Anyway,
yeah.
we'll move on. What about fishing? Now, you were dead right yesterday. That wind didn't really eventuate, Bluey. They have predicted it again today, they've issued a strong wind warning. Where they were northwesterlies yesterday, they're going to say these are northerlies today, 15 to 30 knots. Bottom of the tide shortly, and very little difference in the tides again today, a 0.3 to a, just over a metre. Where do you think we should go given those conditions?
Yeah, I think we'll get a bit of a sneakily naughtily about lunchtime, so we might have to get out early. I really do think that with these smaller tyres, we might head out the Espy this morning. We might just chase flathead. There might be a few lazy flathead just on the edge of the sandbars, and I don't think they'll move very much. They'll be just lying there. So out the Espy, and we'll try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Okie dokie. All righty. There we go. So morning to all the flathead fishermen. Some flathead tails and some air fryer chips, Bluey. What do you reckon that for tea tonight?
Oh, that sounds real nice. It does sound really good.
Yeah. Mm. Well done. Okay, there you go, fishos. Any club news for the weekend?
No, there's no clubs out this weekend. As I said, most of the clubs are sort of stagnant at the moment because of the COVID restrictions. So it makes it very hard. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just soldier on with this and hopefully we get through this period and march on towards summer.
Talking about marching on, we know the Victorian Premier's filthy about the assistance package New South Wales is getting, but what about this story? You'll hear a lot more about this today. Apparently, Bluey, it was a Sydney removalist who sparked the outbreak in Victoria. How's that going to go down?
Not very nice at all.
Oh, no. Dear, oh, dear. Anyway, you'll hear more about that in the news later. Ding, ding, ding. The next round of the NRL kicks off tomorrow night. Now, out of what you saw yesterday, Bluey, in the closing part of the game, two injury worries. One's Tommy Turbo with an eye injury. Who's the other one?
Yeah, and Valentine Holmes, he's got a shoulder injury. He definitely won't play this weekend.
Okie dokie. All right. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. First game tomorrow night. Poor old Maroon, I reckon he'll get lobbed with this one. The Titans and the Eels from Cbus Super Stadium on the Gold Coast.
Yes, the Titans are backing up, and after a big win against the Canberra Raiders last start, there are no change. And for the Eels, they get Reed Mooney back at the in the hooker's position. 5.5 start for the home team.
Second game, 8:05 on Channel 9. You'll hear it on the MC Eagles and the Dragons from, again, the Gold Coast.
Yeah, this is a doubleheader, so it's going to be good. Josh Schuster's back for the Manly Seagulls. They've missed him. Jack DeBell's gone into the front row with Jackson Ford back to lock. 18.5 start to the Dragons.
Okie dokie. And no barbecue afterwards, I'm hearing, Blue. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes, I am hearing that. Straight home to the rooms.
Okay, straight home to the rooms, yeah. Saturday, Super Saturday, the three games kicking off at 3. Raiders and Sharks, again, from the Gold Coast.
Yeah, one team with 6 wins, the other with 7 wins. So it's a pretty important game. It's one for both teams. No change to both teams. The Raiders get 3.5 start.
Ooh, wonder what Richard the Barber thinks of that. 5:30 game, match of the round from Townsville, the Cowboys and the Roosters.
Yes, well, if they lose their Valentine's Home, it's going to be a big loss for them because they've had 4 losses in a row. For the Roosters, this is probably one of their biggest strongest lineups they've had for a few weeks, so they'll be happy with that. The Cowboys get 8.5 start.
7:30, Storm and Knights from Amy Park in Melbourne.
Yeah, both teams last start winners, and both teams kept their opponents to 0. So that's a very interesting stat. 19.5 start to the Knights.
10-2 on Sunday from Suncorp in Brisbane, the Warriors and the Panthers.
Yes, well, what sort of game? This one, 2 versus 13, no change to both teams, 9.5 start to the Warriors.
Okay, Sunday at 4, Broncos and the West Tigers. Yeah, you're on TV again. Get your makeup on, Bluey.
Yeah, I'll match the round, 14 versus 15. What do you reckon? 3 changes to the Tigers. We won't go through them with their name pronunciations. And the Tigers get 3.5 start.
Oh, you're a classic, Bluey. I love that. 3.5 to the poor old Tigers. Okie dokie.
Yep.
And there's also a 6:15 game on Sunday. And what about this one? The Rabbitohs are at $1.05 up against the Bulldogs from the Gold Coast again.
Yes, no change to both teams. It's a Gold Coast Stadium on Monday night. On Sunday night, it'll be a good game. 25.5 start for the Bulldogs.
25.5 start, unbelievable. All right, Bluey, homework for you tomorrow. I know you're disappointed today, but we need a bottle of best bet and also a TAB and a sports tab best bet as well as we head into the weekend, which is going to be sunny and around 19 degrees. Have a great day, Bluey.
Cheers.
We apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M and Strotty Fabricki and the Rush Hour with MG back from six tonight with an interesting dissection of State of Origin 3. Yes, it is John Mellencamp there and I Need a Lover. Coming up in just a tick, we'll take a look at what's happening with the papers today and the front pages and such. But gee, I tell you what about the Origin last night? Had to be one of the best of all time, I think. Yeah, just incredible. And to anybody that thought it was going to be easy last night, you really don't understand State of Origin. It is such an intense game. And without our 6 and 7, it was always going to be a tough battle. Great call from Dan Ganane and the crew last night. If you're just waking up, here is the guys and their highlights package from what was a terrific third game, but the bloody Queenslanders won.
Triple M rocks State of Origin. Full-time highlights.
It's been a series like no other. The Blues a chance at something historic in State of Origin. Game three begins. Wade the Cook throws long left to Moses. On it goes to White. Double pump Latrell. Inside one. Goodbye. Oh, Latrell. They just can't handle it. And now it's Moses. He's having in the tackle. Ball comes out. And Valentine Holmes has scored the try. But it's a knock on Queensland.
No.
Well, big call here from Jerry Sutton because he had the right to go upstairs.
Why didn't he?
Munster picks up and runs out of dummy half. Short ball to Tina. Down the middle. No. Beautiful pass. Goodbye, Hammer. He's over. And Hammerside, Tabuai Fido. Little celebration. And there's no taking that off the Maroons. On tackle four, in front of the post, the Blues. And Cook throws left to Yo. Here it comes, Moses on the White and the dummy. He'll go through and score. He has been dying to do that all game, Jack Whiten. This time they fell for the dummy. Blues back in front. Under the sticks now. Played to Hunt. Goes himself. Goes for the line and scores. Ben Hunt is over. He's had a good game, Ben.
He's been fantastic.
He's about to put the Maroons in front. Oh, this is a good origin.
Oh,
Jeremy Evans on the splits them open. Gets past another. 2-on-1. Here comes Coates. Great tackle to Tedesco. Ball pass through the hands of Ponga. Play on. Comes to Gagai. He throws it. On it goes. Touch the blue. Taken by Coates. Knocked over on the 10.
Wow.
Six tackles left. Incredible. Ponga throws left. Cherry. Long ball Munster. Out it goes to Capel. Numbers again. Keeps it going hard. He's over. He's over. Ben Harper. Man of match.
Last play.
What a tackle.
It's inspiring defence. Corris out of the right. And it's Moses from centre field. A high kick. Trebojevic bats it back to Martin. Martin keeps it alive. Five out to Addo Carr, but he has to scurry. Throws it to the middle. It's now with Moses. 20 out. Steadies. Grubber. The chase.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a try! It's a try to Corris there.
We asked for it, Dan. You asked for a competitive last 10 minutes. We've got it. 10 minutes to go. 20-18.
Three tries apiece. This is an origin moment right here.
Oh, my goodness.
To tie the game. Latrell Mitchell, 51 metres out.
Yeah!
Kicks it. It's got the legs. Has it got it? No, it's short. It's short and happy. It had the direction, but it drops a metre under. It looks home. The wind and the rain have knocked it down. It's all over. Queensland win. Sweep of the. What a win for Queensland. Series gone. The pride is back. The Maroons have won game three. 20-18 the final score. That was a hell of an origin.
Strawny.
Triple M and Strotty Fabricki, a marina with a Mid-North Coast traffic check not far away. It's the Talking Heads and she was at 4-7.
Extra, read all about it.
what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, in the Telegraph today it says testing sites expanded after work rules backlash. Workers in a COVID hot zone have been dealt a double blow after they were forced to wait hours and hours in long testing queues, and ambiguity saw them denied them a $600 a week payment. In the Herald, their lead story today, COVID case prompts surgical shutdown at a Sydney hospital. Liverpool Hospital has been forced to postpone all non-urgent surgery after a patient who's believed to have been pregnant tested positive to COVID-19. And Victoria ready to lock down as outbreak spreads. That's on the front page of the Australian today. $8 million up for grabs in the Powerball tonight. They'll be busy in the shop today. They are the main stories in the national papers. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Social media star and former drug mule Cocaine Cassie has quit her OnlyFans page after claiming the racy shots make her feel, quote, uncomfortable. Nicolas Cage's Tiger King drama has been scrapped by Amazon because the producers feel Joe Exotic's story is no longer relevant. Andrew, a farmer, wants a wife, and Tara has walked away from the series after Matt shares a kiss with another woman.
Love does hurt a lot, and that's the scary thing.
Imagine tomorrow's car today. The all-new Hyundai Tucson at Andrew Mitiki.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. We've got an update today on the surfer recovering from that shark attack at Crescent Head 10 days ago. Joe Hoffman's now undergone nearly 30 hours of surgeries. However, doctors have told him there's no guarantee his arm will be saved. The 25-year-old's facing a long rehab, but despite the trauma, Joe's dad Bill's told the telly his son holds no grudges towards the shark. The continued extension of COVID restrictions across regional New South Wales is set to take a toll on mid-North Coast businesses. They've already been hit hard by mandatory face masks indoors, as well as a reduction in tourists since late June. Places like Port Jet Cruises in Port Macquarie seeing a drop in bookings of 80%. Owner Jodie Heaney says while she welcomes the new support package from the state and federal governments, she's unsure if her business will reap the rewards.
It's a little bit unclear at the moment, so we're certainly on those figures eligible from what I can read, but all I could do was put an expression of interest in to be notified when the packages are formally released and we can apply for them.
The state opposition's ramping up its calls for community pharmacies to play a bigger role in the COVID vaccination program. Shadow Health Minister Ryan Park says it'll help accelerate the rollout and make it easier for people to get vaccinated. He wants to see the number of pharmacies involved in the rollout dramatically increase, especially across rural and regional areas like ours. And our daily COVID check shows 20,622 people in New South Wales have had a COVID vaccination at state-run clinics in the latest 24-hour period, bringing the total doses to 1,094,431. Taking a look at sport, Port Saints goalkeeper Anthony Scarabello's resolved to stick to guarding the box. It comes after he suffered a head knock after leaving his penalty area to clear a bouncing ball in their defeat to Port United last Wednesday. Scarabello telling the Port News the quick 30 seconds that ended with a collision and a trip to hospital for a few stitches has put an end to his outfield dream for a while.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. Borders are back with Victoria, with WA and South Australia upping the rules overnight. Arrivals to the west are now required to get tested and isolate for 14 days, while travellers into SA just need to provide a negative COVID test. Strategic health consultant Bill Botell has told 10 hopefully Victoria moves swiftly to get on top of the outbreak.
But we can't be complacent, and we certainly can't be complacent when only 10%, less than 10%. Of all Australians tonight are fully vaccinated.
There's been 11 new COVID cases following seeding events in Melbourne from Sydney. Meantime, Greater Sydney's outbreak has prompted exposure sites in regional New South Wales. The state listing two servos in the Riverina late yesterday, with anyone who visited on July 8 and 10 considered close contacts. It means they'll have to get tested and isolate for 14 days regardless of the result. While Queensland's border remains open despite a confirmed Goulburn case, but says it will close to all of New South Wales if concerns grow outside of Sydney. And concerning news out of Brazil with revelations the Amazon rainforest is now emitting more CO2 than it absorbs. A study finding a majority of the emissions are caused by fires allegedly deliberately lit to clear land for agriculture. Scientists say the forest had previously been the lungs of the world, absorbing and helping the climate crisis.
The Benevolent Society put people first, supporting children, families, people with disability and more. Find out more at benevolent.org.au. Your life, your way.
Paul Green has deflected questions about his future as Queensland coach after last night's 20-18 win over New South Wales in Origin 3. Ben Hunt and Kalyn Ponga among the Maroon stars as they held on to avoid a series sweep. Green says now isn't the time to talk about whether he gets another crack at Origin.
I love Queensland. I love playing when I got the chance, and I've enjoyed this series as tough as it has been.
And the Aussie T20 side is back in action this morning against the West Indies in Game 4.
Powered by Blackbutt Engineering and Hydrolink.
For all your engineering and hydraulic solutions.
14 Geebung Drive, Port Macquarie.
Wind-affected waves on the Holiday Coast this morning for those early morning rises. We have a little bit of bump on that wave, and it's around that 2-foot mark. Now, this wind out of the northeast is meant to increase during the day, so the protected northern corners will have the best waves later on this afternoon as that wind increases to have a high tide around midday today. So get out there around that high tide. There might be some punchy little waves. That water temperature is still hovering around that 18 degrees. So chuck a wedgie on. Catch you in the surf.
Triple M, we're playing the Mid-North Coast greatest hits and giving you Australia Today with Steve Price after nine. That is in excess from Kick and Mystify. Cloudy, high chance of showers in the south, maybe a storm as well, and up to about 24 degrees. Weather zone saying between 1 and 5 mils today.
Triple M's Campsite Scout. Up for grabs, a $5,000 prize pack from Anaconda.
Yep, $5,000 worth.
Catch Strawny for brekkie.
And listen for clues
to where the Mid-North Coast campsite is.
You can win a $100 Anaconda voucher daily.
Triple M. Yeah, okay. And the keeper of the clues. Do you like that? Is that what I'm going to call you? The keeper of the clues. Ashley, away we go.
All right. So I am right by the beach in the Macleay and perfect for a family camping holiday with a caravan, motorhome or tent for a weekend of swimming, surfing or supping, which is stand-up paddleboarding in case anyone didn't know. Part of me is in ruins. I opened in 1886 after 13 years of construction. During World War One, I became an internment camp for people of German descent and I share part of my name with Byron Bay and the half with legal proceedings.
So half the name with Byron Bay and the other half with legal proceedings. Okay, 133353. Chris in Port Macquarie. Good morning, Chris.
Given good morning, Strawny.
Ashley's clever clues. Clues this morning. I'll spit my teeth out any time now. Chris, given all that, and most of us have had a holiday there, it is...
Could it be Trial Bay Jail?
It is Trial Bay Jail, yes! Congratulations,
awesome.
Yeah. The $100 voucher coming your way, you campsite scout, you. Now, you were telling me before we went to air, four kids, how do they all go? Do they make a mess or are they okay when you go camping?
No, they make a mess. They're terrible.
Well, anyway, if you knock off the $5,000's worth of stuff, they can make a mess all they like, all right?
That's going to be awesome. Drawn
Thanks,
tomorrow.
Guys.
Yeah, going to be drawn tomorrow. Who's going to be coming along? And, wow, we're going to have a great day on Saturday. The Triple M team are going to be there, the rock crew, and we're going to rock Anaconda there, and there are pizza vans, there are coffee vans. Is there really a donut van or just a donut machine?
It's a coffee and donut van, so it's a combo deal.
Yeah. So, Chris, four kids for lunch. It's going to cost you nothing on Saturday as well, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you. I'll be there.
All right. Good on you, Chris. More tomorrow. This is Triple M Mid-North Coast Campsite Scout for Anaconda. Do you like that?
You enjoyed doing that.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Oh, gee, I don't know about you, but I love a good steak. But this might be a bridge too far, let me tell you. A Las Vegas restaurant is boasting they've served the most expensive steak ever sold to the tune of $20,000. Last weekend, Wally's at Resorts World Las Vegas served up the pricey meal, a 195-day dry-aged bone-in porterhouse ribeye from the Brooklyn Butcher's Craft Butchery. Weighing in at 60 ounces, the massive meat dish was big enough to serve at a table of A-list VIP guests, but individuals can order their own version for $1,000 a pop. The $20,000 steak was prepared by executive chef Ryan Clover, who cooked it over almond wood and Japanese charcoal and seasoned it with truffle salt and black pepper. It was served with a black truffle Bordeaux sauce, and I think I'll pass.
Triple M and Strotty for brekkie and Tradie Thursday coming up out of 8:30 for Fast Pass. We're going to be at Crystal Clean Cleaners taking smoke out there later today. Yes, that is Queen, and I want it all, and I want it now, and I want one of those muffins, and I'm not allowed to have one. Ash, ready to go and do Tradie Thursday today and taking those to Crystal Clean Cleaners. I know they work all round the clock, so there'll be someone there to sort of hoover those up. Now, each week, the Juice Box, who create these muffins for us, do incredible work. Now, Bianca doesn't like overload. She's a minimalist, isn't she, with muffins?
I get her perspective, though. Yeah. Like, they do try to better
Less
themselves every week. Like, it's just getting, like, bigger. Like, the lid doesn't fit on the box this week. Like, it's just getting...
It's too good. They get this for Smoko and the oak-flavoured milk. Now, tell everybody what is involved with these giant muffins. You'll see a photograph of them on our Instagram page, Triple M, Mid-North Coast.
These ones are banana and choc chip.
Banana and choc chip.
With chocolate icing and caramel slice on top with a caramel drizzle. So if you're diabetic, maybe don't eat one.
That's right, yeah.
They'll need a nap after this for sure.
Yeah. Now, Luke and the team at Crystal Clean Cleaners also get to play their favourite rock song. If you'd like us to come to your job site, register your interest at triplem.com.au. You and those, get out. I'm not looking at those. I'm starting to dribble more than usual. Thank you.
NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Here it is with a heavy heart. We're talking what's happening in the NRL this weekend after last night. All thanks to the Flower Hotel Group, particularly the Sets. Alistair, good morning to you and good morning, Maroon. First up, the game last night, without our 6 and 7, it was always going to be tough, but gee, it was a classic Origin game.
Wasn't it really? It was a good game. And look, I know there was a bit of controversy around the refereeing there, Strawny. But look, this is what we've come to expect from Queensland. Two games, they had 76 points put on them. No one gave them a chance last night and they come back and won. So I think that's what Queensland's all about around, you know, as far as Origin footy is concerned. And obviously, Ben Hunt played out of his skin in the Queensland jumper. And how different are they with Caelan Ponga?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one player shouldn't really make a difference, but as we've seen with Manly, holy dooly, it's incredible. Someone who has a talent that's out of the box just lifts the whole team. And, mate, it was just a great game of footy.
Mate, it really was. You know, it just kept you watching. It was competitive. It was the score seesawed, which I love. And it was relatively high scoring as well. And there were some great tries and some great missed opportunities. So, and then it ended, mate, of course, with that little bit of a scuffle. And Payne Haas, I think it was, put on report.
Yeah, a good all-inner right at the end there. Well, a good one. Not that they have all-inners these days, but certainly did. Well, what do we say? It's a very passionate end of the game.
Mate, not like when you were playing for Warragamba and the all-inners you used to have the end of that.
That's the under-11s, Maroon. Come on.
What are they? The
Warragamba Wombats.
Yes.
Oh, the fantastic Group 6 Wombats. Good morning to all ex-Wombats out there. Now, talking about the Sets, Well, it's not Mad Monday, but they have Mad Monday every Monday at the Sets Maroon. Then they have a great poster featuring Joey John's post-97 grand final on a skateboard. It starts at 5. Nothing on the menu over $15. $5 drinks, which includes the great Northern beers and house wine as well. All right. First up tomorrow night. Gee, I bet you've got this one. It is the Titans and the Eels from Cbus Super Stadium, where most of the games are going to be.
Yeah, well, mate, I do. You're right. And look, I think for the Titans, who we expected so much more from this year, and it's kind of like now or never for the Titans, because, you know, believe it or not, they're still in the hunt. But Parramatta, like people say, Strawny, the top two sides are a cut above, but I think so are the top four. So the top two are a clear cutaway, and so are the top four. So I'm going to take Parramatta.
Okay. The second game tomorrow night, Seagulls and the Dragons. It's a doubleheader at the stadium on the Gold Coast.
So this is a game where the poor old Dragons fans have got to put up with this staggered suspension. So obviously there'll never be Paul Vaughan there again. But this week there's going to be no Dufty, no Terrell Tuimeano. So I just don't see them beating Manly, who have really come of age. I know there was a bit of a blip on the radar against the Raiders, but I just think Manly will be too good.
Okay, the Super Saturday, three games, 3 o'clock, the Raiders and the Sharks, again from the Gold Coast.
Well, this should, you would think, Strawny, there should be some home ground advantage here because it was going to be a Raiders home game. But their form this year is just a little bit too iffy. And believe it or not, somehow they're still in the hunt to make the eight. But I'm going to take the Sharkies to come good and beat them up there at Cbus.
Yeah, the punters, I think so as well. They're $1.60, the Sharks. $5.30, the Cowboys. Now, they're going to be without a couple of players, I think, up against my Chooks. This is from Townsville.
Yeah, well, this is another one, Strawny. I guess it's going to depend a lot for your Chooks on who backs up. But certainly, I would think if Tedesco and Crichton back up, the Roosters win. I think the Roosters probably win anyway. They just got too much heart, the Roosters. So, and no excuse for losing. We've talked about this before, even with three players retired and a bunch of players injured. And now, Strawny, as you know, you can add to that list Joseph Suwali. But they still turn up every week, the Roosters.
Yeah, no Val Holmes looks like with that shoulder either, unless he has an injection. The 7:30 game Saturday night, the Storm up against the Knights. Now, this one's in Melbourne.
Yeah, look, mate, I tell you what, I think I'd put Eggy Stingrays up against Melbourne. I think they'd do better than the Newcastle Knights down there in Melbourne. Melbourne haven't lost a game since March 25, and they lost two in a row, one to Parra and one to Penrith, the Penrith one on the bell. They are unstoppable, Melbourne, and the Knights are not going to stop them.
Okay, we go to Sunday. We've got three games on the Sunday as well, starting at 10 to 2. That's an interesting time. The Warriors and the Panthers. Have you got this one?
I don't. What I'm trying to do, Strawny, in the Fair Income Department, I think I've got the well, obviously, I've got that first game, that Gold Coast Para game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got the next one, which would be the Saturday 3 o'clock game, the Raiders-Sharkies. Now, if there's three games on Sunday, I will try and just weasel my way in, and I'll just try and just, as they say, I get in where water can't, mate. So if there's an extra game, it'll be mine.
Yeah, well, what a cracker it'll be too. We'll get to it shortly. That's the Rabbitohs and the Dogs.
It's got me written all over it.
Oh, yes. But the Warriors, do you think they're a hope against the Panthers?
No, I don't think they're any hope. They've made it too hard for themselves, mate. You know, we've talked about this before. They just lose too many games in and around the bell. Probably three or four games they've lost like that. And not to mention the fact that obviously they are displaced and will get displaced again. They're a side that have had to have players constantly introduced to their roster mid-season. So they've done as good as they can, but it's all going to come to an end.
Okay, Broncos and West Tigers, the TV game. They've had a lot of TV games. The Tigers, again, from Suncorp.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go Broncos here, mate. I'd love to see the Tigers win, but I just think the Broncos might be just starting to slowly turn the corner, but it's like turning the Queen Mary around.
One of your best. Okay, and the game that everybody's waiting for, 6:15, your Rabbitohs up against the Bulldogs, who I think get about 25 and a half start or something.
Mate, I was going to say it's like turning your 1996 Camry around in the Setts car park. It wouldn't be that hard. Yes, no, the Bunnies, mate, the Bunnies will be just too good. Again, the top four, they're tear-away too good.
There you go. All right, now listen, you've got to update your memory bank too. The 96 Camry bit the dust about 2 years ago. I now have a blue RAV4 known as the Blue Demon.
A blue, geez, you're a Toyota man. Oh. What year was this one made?
Late 2016. So there you go.
Oh, geez, that's just about new for you, mate.
Exactly. Now, if you want a new experience, check out Mad Monday. Nothing on the menu over 15 at the Setts. Thanks, Maroon. Good calling.
Glory, glory.
Oh, Strawny.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki, thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, where the drift is moving upstairs. Wow, what a project. What a view you're going to have from the balcony. Out over the footy field, over to the beach. Good stuff. Bruce Springsteen there from Born in the USA and Cover Me. It is 13 past 8, a day that's going to be cloudy and between 1 and 5 mils predicted by Weather Zone. Showers and storms more likely in the southern part of the mid-north coast. Looking forward to that today.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, we go to Southwest Rocks and say good morning to Nancy. How are you, Nancy?
Very well today. Thank you, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's a bit warmer today, Nance. I didn't go for the double jacket today. I only went for one jacket. So there you go.
Well, it's very overcast and dull here. Yeah. No sun at all today.
I know. And look, big weekend coming up at the Rocks too. I know that the in Surf Life Saving, it's the 50th year reunion of the Country Branch Championships.
Oh, and that's right. It is too. Yeah,
yeah, and 60 years for the North Coast Branches Championships. It's on this weekend. We wish all the Surf Life Savers all the very best. Now, if you'd like to know more, give our good mate Rod McDonough a call about that. But that's going to be an absolute beauty coming up this weekend. I'll give you $1,000 to go along. I've got Amelia here to spin the wheel. What number would you like?
Number 15, please.
Number 15 for Nancy. All right, Amelia, give it a good spin. Here we go. Number 15. I've been hopeless. I've given my duties of spinning away, Nancy. So here we go. Here we go. Oh, Amelia, what did it land on? 11. It landed on number 11. We was close.
Oh, that was close this time.
As they say in the classics, though, Nancy, no banana. But I tell you what.
Never mind.
End of next week will be the next month, and we're going to whack you in the draw to win one of these wonderful from Bennett Steel, who are celebrating 30 years in business this year, an easy burn fire pit. You can take these camping. You can set them up in your backyard. You'll always be warm, Nancy.
That sounds good.
Good luck. Cool. All the best, Nance.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Okie dokie, bye. Now, other birthdays today. If you're birthdaying today, you are sharing it with the likes of Linda Ronstadt, cricketer David Hussey, and rugby league great Steve.
Oh, we love
Moore.
Live theatre on the Mid-North Coast, Players Theatre. Coming up tomorrow night is the start of their season of Are You Being Served? And I have Mrs. Slocum on the line. Well, not actually, but Vicky Byron ready to rock and roll. Now, I know last night, Vicky had the preview. How'd it go?
Speaking for myself, and I'm sure I'm unanimous in this, it went very well, Mark.
Good on you, Vicky. Now, you obviously, like the rest of us, grew up watching the show. You must have just loved it when they announced they were going to tackle the production. And, did you feel that Mrs. Slocum was yours?
Oh, I wanted it. I was prepared to kill for it. Not exactly. but I kept on going around everywhere saying, I'm free. I'm free.
Look, it's a much-loved British comedy we all grew up with. Tell us about the other locals that have got parts in Are You Being Served at the Players Theatre.
Well, of course, there's Adrian, who, if people are regulars at the theatre, they would have seen him in The Producers, and he's playing the Tim Henman role of Mr. Humphreys. And then we've got the wonderful Cameron Marshall, who's playing Mr. Granger.
He's got too much hair to play Mr. Granger, surely.
Well, Rumbold is actually the one who's the most bald.
Yeah.
and that's been playing by Paul Bishop. Now, Paul is very tall, and we've had to stick his ears out a little bit, but he's got that role. We've got some new people, which is rather lovely, and we always like to get new people along to the theatre, not only just to come and see it, but to get involved. And we've got a couple of new people that have joined with us, and that's really, really lovely.
For sure. The storyline, can you give us a bit of a rough storyline of what we can expect?
Sure. Basically, the first act is probably one of the most funny episodes that we've kind of mishmashed a bit, where the Grace Brothers crew is preparing to have the Grace Brothers close down for renovations, and we're being sent off to Costa Plonka for a two-week, or rather, a one-week vacation. But before we go, we have to show young Mr. Grace, who is being played beautifully, albeit in a small role, by the wonderful Lance Thompson. And we have to show him a German dance that we're practicing for when we do Common Market Week selling German goods. And so we appear in our lederhosen, and you can imagine what that looks like.
Oh, fantastic, Vicky. Look, we've all grown up with it. We know you guys put so much effort into it. Now, have you gone the extra mile, Vicky? Have you dyed your hair blue, or do you have a blue wig, given it's State of Origin Week as well?
Well, I have several wigs, and I'm not going to disclose what colour they are. They are my favourites, you know.
Good on you, Vicky. All the best. Tomorrow night it starts. And look, it's on Friday, Saturday, matinee Sunday, the Players Theatre's production of Are You Being Served? Here's a little bit of, I think, what it might be like tomorrow night. Good on you, Vicky. There's also next Saturday a matinee as well. And, of course, reduced numbers in the theatre because of COVID. Are you free? This is Triple M, Steve Price, after nine.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have. Triple M.
Yeah, and today we're at Port Crystal Cleaners, catching up with Luke, and the smoko has arrived. Morning, Luke.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Terrific. We love hearing our stories of our great local businesses around the Mid-North Coast. Tell us the history of the business. It's been around quite a while.
Yeah, no, I was like, yeah, no, the old girl started the business probably over 25 years ago.
Look at your mum, dad calling the old girl. What are you doing?
just got to speak the truth, mate. She's getting on there now, so.
Morning, Val.
Yeah, morning, mum. So she started the business over 25 years ago, and then so obviously it's been in mine and Dan's blood for a fair while, and, so we both own and operate the business now, and, that's about it.
look, we see the Port Crystal Cleaners trucks everywhere. How many staff do you have working for you now?
Yeah, so we've got about 30 at the moment. We're constantly looking, mate, so if you hear of anyone good and reliable that's keen to work, we're definitely always looking, but... So we have about 30 hard workers, and we'd really like to thank them too, especially through all COVID and that sort of stuff. They've really stepped up, and you know they show up every day and do a great job. So we'd like to thank them all for that.
Yeah, look, what's the breakup between commercial cleaning and household cleaning? Is it about 50-50 or the business?
No, so predominantly it's just commercial cleaning. So residentially, we do carpet, tile, and upholstery cleaning. We do a lot of aged care residential cleaning. So if you're with an aged care company or something like that, we do a lot of it. But commercially, we do a lot of schools, daycares, offices, all that sort of stuff. We're actually just opening a new rug cleaning plant at 32 Munster Street. So moving forward, and hopefully before Christmas, we'll be opening that. And it'll be a drive-through rug cleaning plant. So you can just drop it in, sort of pick it back up 24 hours later. No parking or anything like that. So, yeah.
Gee, you're constantly growing the business. And also, I mean, obviously when businesses are working through the day, you guys can't go about your job. Now, I head to work about 3:30 in the morning. I sometimes see the trucks, like, you guys are going around the clock.
Yeah, pretty much. So other than Sundays, we basically run around the clock. So we have staff that start at 1 a.m. and then other staff that start about 3. Then the day shift started about 6. Mm. Then we have sort of afternoon shifts that start about 2 or 3 p.m. and then shifts again at about 5 p.m. So throughout the day, you know, we could service anywhere from 80-plus sites. You know, on a busy day, it can be up around 100. So, definitely busy keeping time. The guys busy.
Now, Luke, given that, do you ever turn your phone off, your poor bloke?
No, unfortunately, I don't. My missus was actually going through the log the other day, and it was about 770 text messages in a week. So I'm trying to sort of tame it back at the moment.
But, unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Luke, now, because you've got Tradie Thursday, you've got the oak-flavoured milk, you got these muffins, nothing ever comes back. They look beautiful, the one with the caramel on them today. Amongst all your staff or who's there today, who is really good on the tooth, you know, that it will just demolish these and maybe get some on the walls at Port Crystal Cleaners?
Yeah, so probably one of our carpet cleaners, Blair. He's pretty good at the fang. He holds the record at the moment for eating 48 nuggets from KFC, so he's already got a plaque up on the wall. So I'm sure we can get him another one for a muffin or two.
48 nuggets. Blair, you champion. Now, also, I've got to ask, given the COVID stuff, it's been a lot of changes for all businesses. How many masks would you guys go through? Crikey, you've got a good contact. Where do you get your mask from?
Yeah, so we definitely do. So we got two suppliers. We get them from Rapid Clean here in Port Macquarie, and then we also get them from Milestone. But we definitely chew through them at the moment. We just had to stock up on a heap the other day, and, hopefully all this sort of COVID stuff can be behind us soon enough, but probably not.
All right, Luke, great to hear the story of the business. And, growing, and great to see it's a family tradition, you know. So fantastic stuff, and thanks for being a part of Tradie Thursday. You go in the draw now to win the Makita on-site radio at the end of the month. And also you get to play your favourite rock song, Lurky. What would you like to hear, champion?
Yeah, thanks, mate. We'll listen to the Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. It's always a good one to listen to.
Yeah, and if you know the story, the Rolling Stones sued them over it and they didn't get a cracker. Not one cent. It's a tragic story. Mate, great hearing your story. Thanks for being part of Tradie Thursday.
Yeah, no worries at all, mate. Thanks for that.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M and Strutty for Brekkie, wrapping up with Dragons Get That Jive. Hey, have you missed any part of the show? Remember, go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Steve, after nine, tomorrow on the show, our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. And your last chance, thanks to Anaconda, to maybe pick up a $5,000 prize pack.